Fred Parker. I'm a fellow Christian. I'm a worker in God's kingdom. And I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about the Gideons. It's a special ministry dedicated to. We'd like to try to get a copy of the scripture into everybody's hands all around the world. But before I get into all that, I just want to tell you how much we appreciate being here this morning. It's a beautiful church you've got here. My wife was mentioning that on the way in here. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe we don't get out of Greenville often enough to come down here and see where real folks live like this. And we just enjoyed coming here today, and we enjoyed being here, and we just appreciate it. I talked to Pastor Reasoner about 2 weeks ago, and he was telling me that the only real thing that he asked me to do was not to go past 12 o'clock. Well, I think I can do that. I'm not going to go that long, but just a bit of personal testimony. I worked in and out of West Africa for a number of years, mostly in Equatorial Guinea. And during that time, I got to know a young pastor named Gabriel. What a name for a pastor, huh? Gabriel. I began taking him Bibles whenever I could, but the real fun was going through customs. And I'd got a box full of Bibles or whatever else, and they'd start opening everything. They opened everything and checked it out, and they'd open it up, and they'd see all those Bibles. And I'd ask them, would you like a copy? And I started handing out Bibles right there in the airport in Equatorial Guinea. And I'd give them out to customs officials and guards and drivers and anybody that wanted one. And oftentimes somebody would say, oh, can I have another copy for my mother or for my son or for my daughter? Yes, of course. Those people never had their own copy of the Word of God. And that book that I gave them that day in the airport may be the only book they ever own. It's just a small, tiny part of the kind of things that Gideons do around the world every day. Handing out scripture to put into the hands of people everywhere everywhere we can find them, the Gideon outreach. I want to talk to you a little bit about some numbers here this morning. We're the largest missionary organization with approximately 300,000 members, both Gideons and Auxiliary, around the world. And we distribute scriptures in 200 countries and in 101 languages. That's an awesome thing when you think about it. When people ask me, what do Gideons do? I tell them, well, the short answer is, we give away Bibles. Our purpose, of course, is to save souls, to witness to people. Our means is by handing out the Word of God, and we use that as our witnessing tool. Every year we give out more than 80 million scriptures. We're over 2 billion. You remember the old McDonald's signs about billions and billions sold? We're over 2 billion as of last year. In February, we released another just over 2 million scriptures. But here's the part that I'm really here to talk about today and where you can help us out. We already have orders for 5.5 million scriptures that can only be released when those funds become available. And the last number I'd like you to think about, 100% of anything that you donate to the Gideons goes to support the distribution of scripture. 100%. There are very few charity organizations that can claim that. We distribute two kinds of scriptures. And Kosh mentioned the first one, the Hotel Bible. That's for a lot of folks, that's the one you're most familiar with. I often ask people, what do you know about Gideons? And usually they say something like, well, I go into a hotel room, I know I'm going to find a Bible. That's one of these. But where do these Bibles come from? Well, one of them is what's called the Gideon Card Program. And I talked with Kosh this morning, and he's going to mention to the Gideon members you have in the church to get you a rack of these cards. These cards are free, but they are intended to allow you to dedicate Bibles to someone you love. And this one says in memory, but there are various occasions that you can use these things. This allows you to dedicate a hotel Bible in honor or memory of someone you love. Now imagine, we can send flowers to someone, and those flowers will last a week or two, but we can dedicate a Bible in someone's name. And the average life of a hotel Bible is about 5 years, and it may come in contact with over 2,000 people during that period of time. And so you might want to think about that. Each donation or gift of $5 places one hotel Bible. These Bibles say in the front, they say, in memory, and on the inside it says, this Bible is placed in memory or honor of a friend or loved one through the Gideon Living Memorial Bible Plan. So I ask you to think about that. And we'll arrange to have a display rack put in the church here. Whenever we go, we check hotels about twice a year. Whenever we go to check hotels and we replace damaged Bibles. We also replace missing Bibles. And I'm always really curious about what happened to the missing Bibles. And, well, there's a couple of things I've found out. In December of 1968, for instance, when the Apollo 8 spacecraft was circling the moon, they read the creation story from the chapter from Genesis from a hotel Bible that one of the astronauts had liberated prior to the mission. Another kind of a silly example, some of you like me are old enough to remember a rock and roll band from the 60s called the Beatles. In all of their music, the Beatles only ever once mentioned one Christian organization by name, and that was Gideon's. And if you remember the song Rocky Raccoon, the last verse is, Rocky Raccoon fell back in his room only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out and he left it, no doubt, to help with Good Rocky's revival. A little more serious note, I have here a testimony from Bishop Ron Archer, and I'll read it the way he wrote it. It says, at the age of 10, living in a ghetto in Cleveland, Ohio, I held a gun to my head. I was ready to fire a bullet and end my life. Fortunately for me, the gun had a hidden safety feature that I did not know about. The gun would not fire. Why would a 10-year-old boy want to die? The age of 10 should be filled with dreams of becoming a football player, an astronaut, an explorer, or movie star. I just wanted to die, but God had another plan. At age 16, as a hardened call girl, my mom became pregnant with a baby conceived with one of her tricks, as they were called. Her pimp made it clear there was no time to have a baby because it would get in the way of his making money from her. After several abortion attempts, my mother eventually gave birth. Born prematurely with no pancreas, underdeveloped lungs, and other physical deformities, the baby was not wanted and almost died of pneumonia. That unwanted baby was me. When I began school, I was diagnosed with learning disabilities. I was a severe stutterer. I often saw my mom beaten by her clients. Many times they would beat me as well. By the age of 10, I wanted to die. In 1973, my life changed when my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Spears, volunteered to be my speech coach. She was a kind Christian lady who had no children. She gave me a Bible. As part of my speech therapy, I would read the Bible aloud into a tape recorder. I have since learned that this Bible was a hotel Bible that had been placed by the Gideons International. Until then, I had never held a Bible in my hand. I read the Bible every day for a full year. I read about a stutterer named Moses, whom God used to bring people out of bondage. I read about a young shepherd boy who beat Goliath with a slingshot and a stone. I began to understand from the reading of my Gideon Bible that God uses those who have been wounded very deeply. I began to understand that life can be a mess, but with his help, it can become a message. I became a scholar, student body president, young pastor. With that same Gideon Bible, I preached messages of hope and healing that led my mother, sister, grandmother, grandfather, and other relatives to Christ through my church. Today, with that same Gideon Bible, the Lord has helped me plant churches, preach revivals, author 5 books, host TV programs, advise world leaders, and lead peacekeeping efforts in Africa and India. Hundreds of thousands have heard the gospel message because of that one Bible. May God bless the Gideons International through the continued placement of his word. Yes, I was born a trick baby, but through that one Gideon Bible, the real trick was on the devil. That's Bishop Ron Archer. Now, while the hotel Bibles are an important part of our work, the bulk of our work is handing out these small testaments around the world. These are the primary things that we hand out around the world. The hotel Bibles kind of sit and stay put, but these we hand out all around the world. Gideons distribute scripture to schools, colleges, military, police, firefighters, prisons, about anywhere we can find people. During the recent state fair, the Gideons from the upstate distributed several thousand scriptures. The ladies' auxiliary distribute scriptures to nurses, hospitals, and medical offices. Think for a minute about it. Elizabeth, a nurse, who found herself in deep despair. She sat down at her desk and wrote 3 notes, one to the doctor, one of the police, and one of the person who would discover her body. She took out a gun, cocked it, and placed it in her mouth. But then out of the corner of her eye, she saw a white New Testament that 2 faithful auxiliary members of the Gideon International had given her. She put the gun down, opened the New Testament, and asked herself, is there anything in this little book that can give me hope? Yes, she did find hope in that book, hope through Jesus Christ. One of my favorite places to distribute scripture and to distribute testaments is at Fort Jackson. 4 days a week, Gideon's at Fort Jackson hand out military testaments to the new recruits just beginning their training. When I was in Marine Corps boot camp in 1969, someone handed me a Gideon testament that I carried for many years. Gideon's began giving testaments to military members in December of 1941, just a few days before Pearl Harbor. Here's the most amazing part. For $1.25 is the average cost of one of these testaments distributed somewhere in the world. Just think, $1.25 will give a testament like this to someone who has no other way to get a copy of God's Word. We get dozens of testimonies from people around the world who have been touched by a Gideon testament. Let's think about a young girl named Clodi, about 10 years old, living in Albania shortly after the downfall of the old Soviet Union. One day her older brother came home from school with a small book someone had given him that day. It was a Gideon testament. Her brother didn't want the testament, so he gave it to her. She began reading and became very interested in the story of Jesus. Having grown up around Muslims, the only thing she knew about religion was that the Muslims pray 5 times a day. So she decided to read her testament and pray to Jesus 5 times a day. She accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Today, that young woman and her husband are missionaries in Kosovo, helping to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus. We might think also of a young girl in Nigeria who was kidnapped by the Boko Haram. You remember that story, I'm sure. Some 270-some young girls were captured by the Boko Haram. She was forced to be a slave. After more than 2 years, the Nigerian government negotiated the release of 21 girls. The recent photo in the New York Times shows that girl after her release. In the photo, she's holding a Gideon testament. Someone, perhaps you, donated the money that allowed a Gideon to give her that testament. You never know who might receive the testament that you donate $1.25. I'll quickly mention the life book. This is a special copy of the Gospel of John that is intended for high school age young people in the United States to take and give to their classmates. You may be aware, as Gideons, we're not allowed in high schools anymore, but the young people can take this in themselves and give it out to their classmates. So far, over 20 million life books have been distributed by high school age students in the United States. I gave information to Kosh this morning about how to get more involved in this program. These are free to the church, and your young people can take it from there. I also gave a packet of these to Kosh. They are Gideon Bible apps for all of you with smartphones. You can put this on your phone. These are reusable, so once you've used it, you can pass it on to your friends, but these have become very popular as well. Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3 tells us, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." God's light reaches into the darkest corners and moves people to come to Him to receive the blessings of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. God promises us in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing that what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." So, how can you become involved in this worldwide ministry? There's three ways. First of all, through your prayers. We seek your prayers for three different things. Pray that we will continue to have enough money to distribute Bibles and testaments. Second, you can pray that we will have enough members to distribute God's word in 200 countries. Kosh mentioned receiving a Bible in the mail. I don't know when that was, but as far as I know right now, we don't send scriptures out in the mail. The rules are that each one of these testaments has to be handed out individually by a Gideon to a person. The only exception to that is chaplains, military chaplains and hospital chaplains are able to get boxes of these that then they can hand out. But other than that, these are handed out one at a time from a Gideon to a person. And the third thing you can pray for us is that those who receive God's word will open the scriptures and open their hearts to Christ. Now, there are a number of ways you can donate. You have a bulletin insert this morning that has a form you can use. It has an envelope you can use to send in to Gideon's if you want to send a check or something like that. It also has a quick response code for your smartphone or other mobile device. Now, you can make a one-time donation or a monthly donation. If you're thinking about making a monthly donation, I left some of these with Kosh as well. It's called the Friends of Gideon's program. We encourage people that just want to support Gideon's, perhaps on a monthly basis, to become a friend of Gideon's. A $10 donation on a monthly basis buys 8 testaments. For that, you also receive some testaments of your own that you can use to hand out to your friends or whatever, and in a magazine. So the Friends of Gideon's program is available. I've already mentioned the Gideon card program with the cards that are available to donate or to purchase scriptures in memory or in honor of someone you know or love. And each $5 gift buys one hotel Bible. The third way you can be involved in Gideon's, and I know you have several Gideon's in your church, and that is for those of you, the professional and businessmen, to pray about becoming Gideon's and working with us in the distribution of God's word. One last testimony about a young man named Ravi in India. At age 16, he had decided his life was over. He mixed poison with water and drank it in a suicide attempt. He cried out in pain, was discovered, and rushed to the hospital, where the doctor saved his life. 3 days later, as he lay in a hospital bed, too weak to move, a man came with a Gideon Bible. Ravi was too weak to hold the Bible, so the man gave it to his mother, opened, and told her to read it to Ravi. In his own words, he said, He brought this for you, she said, showing me the Bible. She opened it to the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. It told of Jesus in conversation with the Apostle Thomas. She looked down at the page and began with this sentence, "Because I live, you also will live." The words hit me like a ton of bricks. "Live? Mom," I interjected, "please read it again." This life sounded very different from the ordinary life I had. I had no real idea about what it all meant and no idea of the context of the word. All I knew was that if it spoke of something beyond what I had experienced. She read the verse again. "Who is that speaking?" I asked. Later I found out the words were those of Jesus as he spoke to the disciples. He was responding to Thomas's question about where Jesus was going. I didn't know the full ramifications of the verse, but to me, Christ's words in John chapter 14, verse 19, were the defining paradigm. "Because I live, you also will live." This may be my only hope, I thought, a new way of living, life as defined by the author of life. Whenever I hear or read one of the many testimonies from people who have been touched by a Gideon Bible, I just thank God that someone like you was cared enough to support this ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for inviting us here this morning and allowing us to be part of your worship service and to encourage your support for the Gideons as we distribute scripture all around the world in the name of the churches of the United States. So thank you very much, and let's pray. Father, we just pause now to thank you for the opportunities and the things that we have in this country, but most of all, the opportunity to be involved in the spread of your word around the world. We ask you to touch us, to motivate us, to encourage us to be more involved in the distribution of scripture throughout the world. And Father, we also ask you now as we come to the end of the service here this morning to be with us as we go about our daily lives during the coming week and to bring us together safely again next week. Father, we just thank you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.